New at 4, former Attorney General Pam Bondi was back on Capitol Hill today.
She was questioned about her handling of the investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. ABC's Armando Garcia has more on what she told lawmakers.
Today, former Attorney General Pam Bondi in the glare of the Jeffrey Epstein case again, appearing before a House committee behind closed doors. In an opening statement claiming she released all documents required by the Epstein Files Transparency Act, testifying that she did not lead every aspect of the review of the files, but delegated oversight to then-Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, now the acting Attorney General. During her last public appearance before lawmakers, Bondi growing combative.
You're a failed politician. You don't tell me anything.
I did tell you.
Today's interview not under oath and not video recorded.
I just want to be very clear that we continue to be incredibly disappointed of the decision to not have this interview videotaped and then released to the American public.
Epstein survivors today confronting House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer.
Survivors' names over and over and over were exposed, yet we see time and time again perpetrators' names have been redacted when they shouldn't have been.
Well,
are we going to get some answers about
that? I hope so. Those are the questions we're going to ask. And you know, we're doing this. We want justice for the survivors. If there are questions at the conclusion of this that weren't asked that you all felt should be asked, then let us know and we will get those questions answered.
One Epstein survivor trying to confront Bondi as she arrived on Capitol Hill.
We have always just wanted some baseline humanity from Pam Bondi. We wanted her to turn around and see our faces. We did try to sort of like push our way through just to catch her eye for a moment, and she didn't acknowledge us whatsoever.
Late today, Bondi denied blaming acting AG Blanche for any perceived Epstein case shortcomings, saying on social media his ethics are beyond reproach.